FMO, the Netherlands and SQ, Development Finance Company, is planning to invest $45 million, 322 crore rupees, in Fairfax-backed agri warehousing firm National Collateral Management Services Private Limited. The proposed funding will be used to finance the construction of new steel silos for the storage and preservation of staple food products such as wheat and rice, FMO said in a statement. The said capital will also improve access to finance for the farmer community, thereby promoting agriculture development as a means of alleviating poverty, the statement added. Fairfax India Holdings Corporation, which had acquired a 73.56% stake in National Collateral for 800 crore, $125 million then, in August 2015, shelled out about 160 crore, $24 million then, to increase and NBSP, its stake to a little over 88% in November that year. Incorporated in 2004, National Collateral operates in the midstream agriculture value chain by offering solutions in grain procurement, testing, storage and collateral management. It operates a pan-India network of warehouses with more than 1.7 million ton storage capacity. The company and SQ's consolidated net sales during 2017-18 stood at 1,220 crore as against 777 crore a year before. Its net profit increased to 35 crore from 30 crore during the period under review, according to VKEDGE, the financial data platform of Mosaic Digital. FMO. The Dutch Development Bank finances projects through equity and debt instruments in sectors such as agribusiness, food and water, energy and financial institutions in underserved regions. It has been an active investor in India. Last week, it proposed to invest an NBSP $5.2 million in fresh produce distributor Wakul Foods and AMP Products Private Limited late last month. FMO said it would invest $40 million in debt in non-banking finance company SK FinCorp Limited in September. It proposed a €7.50 million, $8.29 million, investment in Sahyadri Farmers Producer Company Limited. In August, FMO proposed a $42 million, around 290 crore, investment in social impact investor and asset manager Avishkar Venture Management Services Private Limited, and a $15 million, about 107 crore, investment in the third fund of mid-market private equity firm Banyan Tree. Also in August, it proposed to invest $15 million, 107.4 crore rupees, in the fourth fund of Indian impact investor Lock Capital. Its other bets include a debt investment of $30 million, 209 crore rupees, in Kolkata-based Sray Equipment Finance Limited and an investment in Namisma Mobile Solutions Private Limited, which owns digital payments and loans platform FTCash.